Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Terms of Service Agreement. Service agreements are something people in the 21st century are all too familiar with. They are the legal conditions those who provide a needed or wanted service require those receiving the service to sign or agree to before providing the service. These types of agreements are common to receive medical treatment, cable and TV service, phone and internet service, rental services, and many others. We go to these providers because they have something we want or need. In exchange for their service, we agree to the terms they set forth for providing the service. Something very similar takes place between God, who provides life, and mankind, who are all in need of that service. Like human service providers, God has every right to insist that certain conditions or terms are met to receive his life-giving service. And just like human service providers, God is within his right and privilege to terminate and or withhold his service if and when the terms of service are not met. The text made it clear and plain that mankind is not the owner of his life. Instead, he is accountable to God for the life God has provided for him. God's terms of service began with Adam when God outlined the conditions of his existence. God set a boundary for Adam, beyond which, if he ventured, he would terminate his service of life. Those same conditions exist for us today and throughout human history. God has granted life under the terms that we acknowledge and accept the boundaries he has set forth to govern our lives. We will all be judged and granted an extension of life based upon how well we have adhered to God's terms of service. They are and have been available to all people to a greater or lesser extent from the beginning. Each and every person will have to give an account of how they use their life to the one who provided it, God in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus said the terms of service, agreement, or covenant is that you love each other in the same manner I have loved you. If we do this, we can have confidence that God will extend that which only he has the power to provide and sustain, which is our life. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.